You're listening to heritageradionetwork.org. This is a live recording from the Roger Smith Cookbook Conference.
Hey, I'm Jimmy Carboni from the Heritage Radio Network. I'm here at the Roger Smith Cookbook Conference. We're having a great day. It's raining out. The rest of the Northeast is snowing. And I'm with Charity Roby, who's with the Culinary Historians of New York and an editor. Charity, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Great to be here.
So tell us about your involvement in the Roger Smith Cookbook Conference.
Well, in my work with the Culinary Historians, we do a lot of programs. And one of our programs coming up next week is with Aylin Tan, who is doing a session on Turkish yogurt. So my first inclination was to come here, hear her speak. She spoke on a panel this morning. It was really, really interesting. And I went to a lot of the other panels as well and just really have really been enjoying myself, and I'll be back tomorrow for more.
Great. Any other favorite cookbook authors of yours that'll be here?
Well, there are lots of great authors here. Let's see. I mean, there were actually in Island's group, there were two other fantastic authors there. They talked about their upcoming books, or just published books. Pupa Dweck, who wrote a beautiful looking book on the food of Aleppo, and there are plenty of fun people here to talk to. Molly O'Neill was the chair of a session on sort of new online ways of distributing and, you know, working with recipes, and she had a great panel there that was really interesting. Amanda Hesser was on that panel. She's a good cookbook author. So yeah, lots of good people here.
That's great. So in your daily life, you're an editor?
Yes.
In mm-hmm. what regard?
Well, I work for John Wiley & Sons, and my book editing is primarily textbooks. I've really, you know, not so much science, mainly science books, and not so much culinary books. I've worked in nutrition a little bit. And I'm going to be doing, I think, some more work going forward in, you know, cookbooks, textbook types of cookbooks.
And how long have you been working in publishing?
Since the 80s.
A long time.
Since I was an infant.
So with science books and nutrition, I mean, are people pitching you on books all the time, or are you going out looking for certain people to cover subjects?
Well, I work with I work with college textbooks, so we're really looking at the college curriculum and what courses are taught, and then trying to figure out how we can make textbooks that, you know, work better for college courses. I've done, you know, a little bit of trade work, but it's really primarily higher ed. So we're really looking at the curriculum, the college curriculums, and going from there.
What's a good example of a recent textbook you worked on?
Well, I mean, my current projects are not culinary. They're in, you know, the sciences. So I'm doing a non-majors chemistry book. There's a lot of cooking in that book, as you can imagine. I'm working on a lifespan development book.
So what kind of cooking is in the non-major science cookbook, textbook?
Well, chemistry, yeah, chemistry is all about, I mean, there's a lot of chemistry in cooking, obviously, and so one of the things that people who teach non-majors or these basic chemistry courses like to do is to bring in examples from, you know, from cooking, because that's something that students can often relate to. Just about every chapter of the book has some, you know, touches somehow. Well, all right, maybe not the radiation chapter, but just about every chapter touches on some sort of.
So do you make coffee with a Bunsen burner or what?
Well, it talks about acids and bases, and you know the, what the properties of foods are, and what's happening chemically when food browns, or, you know, when it braises, or, you know, these are all chemical reactions, and so they're good examples for a chemistry book.
So if I make a creme brulee and I
yes.
brown the top.
That's right. What's going on? Yeah.
So what is that called in science?
I guess that's an oxidation. I'm not sure. Yeah, I guess so.
I'm gonna come back with a list of questions for
all
you
right.
next time.
You're tough.
This
you're
is
tough.
You well,
know?
You know, science and food. And
I didn't say I was a chemist. I said I added chemist.
Well, that's really cool. I mean, I'm meeting so many people from the publishing world, and you know, there's so many subjects to cover. You know, are anyone doing like ebooks for textbooks or apps textbooks?
Yeah. No, right now about maybe 55% of the books that we publish are print, and the other, you know, the others are ebooks. Yeah, and it's probably going to be less than 25% print in a few years. So yeah, these are not just print books.
And then can they download or buy the books by chapters if it's on ebook?
Yeah, often they can. Yeah? They can whether it's print or an ebook. Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
There's a lot to learn. Yeah. So John Wiley, that's pretty cool. So Culinary Historians in New York. That's how I know you, and I know that group well.
Yeah.
How did you get involved with that?
Oh gosh. Well, Carolyn Vaughn said I'm a member of this crazy group. I bet you'd like it. And I came and I was completely hooked immediately.
There's some really good programs. Last year there was the mushroom author.
Yes, Eugenia Bohm. Was she not great? Yeah, she was fantastic. Yeah.
And a couple years ago there was the pork belly.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, no, that was fantastic too. That was right around this time of year too, I think.
You have the Turkish yogurt.
So Turkish yogurt coming up. Oh yeah, Aylin brought these. I was just with her. She just opened up her stash of yogurt that she brought from Istanbul, from Ankara yesterday, and I could not believe the stuff she had in her suitcase, which, you know, I hope no one from immigration
that's okay, I'm sure she...
It wouldn't be immigration who would care about this, it would be more like the FDA or whoever worries about homogenized milk, but she brought smoked yogurt, which is unheard of here. I mean, we don't even know how to make it. And so we'll be tasting that on Wednesday, which should be really exciting. She brought a form of yogurt that it's a yogurt which has been mixed with wheat berries and made into sort of, and then dried, fermented and dried. And they look like little honeycombs. And she described it as Neolithic yogurt. It is, you know, basically it's like an instant soup because each piece can have broth added to it, and it makes a thick wheat berry yogurt soup. It's amazing. And so anyway, she'll be talking to us about these things and showing us all of these yogurt products, and then we'll have a reception before her talk where we'll taste a number of yogurt dishes that'll be made by various culinary historian members, volunteers. It's at the Turkish Cultural Center, and actually the Mert at the Cultural Center is also going to be making a soup for us. He's volunteered to do that, so it's going to be a great event, I think, really interesting.
And then let's talk about your son. Tell us who your son is and what he does.
Oh, my son works for Green Markets NYC, yeah. He was the market manager up in the near the Bronx Courthouse every Tuesday this year. And he was on a farm inspection yesterday, I think, somewhere. He goes to the, you know, and works with the Green Markets guys to inspect the farms, make sure that all the vendors, all the folks who show up at the farm, you know, are bringing local produce and are bringing things they raised on their farms and, you know, are following the various, you know, whatever dietary, you know, whatever legal practices they have to follow. And, yeah, he gets to know all the farmers and what
that's
they're
the tough
raising.
Job, the farm inspector.
He, you know, he just loves it, and you know, I think it'd be fantastically fun myself, and he seems to love it.
Well, that's great. Well, thanks so much for coming on, Charity. So we'll check out Culinary Historians of New York, and
there's
something
Wednesday
every month.
Night. Yes,
something every month.
Turkish Cultural Center.
All right.
All right.
Well, thanks so much. We're here at the Roger Smith Cookbook Conference at the Heritage Radio Network. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. Connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, iTunes, and Stitcher for more. Visit our website, heritageradionetwork.org, for all of our 30-plus weekly podcasts. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.